one of my favorite topic about women's health. But before going into the health, we have to understand that what is the spiritual meaning of being a woman, what it means. That gives you your own understanding about who you are, and also it will give you a lot of strength and responsibility. You know, whenever you get something, you are responsible for a lot of things too. So in terms of pranic understanding, everybody heard the word prana, yes? Prana. So everybody, whether it is man or woman or any living being, has all three components of prana. First is soma, which is lunar energy, cooling, nurturing, stabilizing energy. It is coming to us from moon, called soma. The another energy, the second component of prana, is Agni. Agni is solar energy. To us, this Agni is coming from sun, fiery energy, transforming energy, cooking energy. That is Agni. And the next one, the third one, is called Marut, which is coming from the space, and that is circulating energy, intelligence giving energy, circulating energy. But main material which transforms to different material is the soma. Soma is cooling, nurturing, lunar energy. So men are having more Agni predominance, more Agneya. Everybody has, both men and women has all three. It has to have all three. But in general, predominance wise, women has more soma, more lunar energy, and men has more solar energy. What it means? Lunar energy is in predominance in women. Means nurturing energy, nourishing energy. Who can give birth to a baby and feed baby? Nurturing, motherly energy is the soma, coming from the predominance of soma. So that's the one way of learning. And the soma is giving more softness in the voice, softer skin. All those softness coming from the soma predominance of the lunar energy. This is one way of understanding. Still, it is the pranic understanding of feminine and man energy. This soma comes with lot of another gift. As I told that only women can be mother, but more than that, soma predominance, there are two kind of soma. Solid soma and liquid soma. Go a little more. Earthy soma and watery soma. There are two fraction of soma. So the earthy soma just makes women like giving a lot of stability, lot of endurance. If you follow your path, that's what I'm just defining now. If you are connected to your own earthy soma, that fraction of the soma, earth soma, means lot of stability, lot of endurance against challenges in life. Lot of endurance, lot of stability. And if you maintain the flow of liquid soma, if you know how to maintain, how to keep your earthy soma, the molecule of earth, if you don't pollute those vibrational molecule, because you know what earthy soma means? Earth can soak nectar and poison both, yes? Earth can soak, if you put a drop of nectar, it will soak, and the poison also, the earth will keep it. If you are not poisoning that earthy vibration, if you not eating poisonous food, if you are not creating toxins, if you are doing a lot of good things and sowing the seed of the nectar, that earthy vibration will, you can ripe more nectar. The other factor of the soma is liquid soma. If your channels, your vibrational channels and your physical channels are free flowing, then that liquid soma will float in your all molecules, all organs and systems. Then no problem can happen. This is still we are talking about pranic understanding of feminine physiology. Two things you have to understand, that whatever you are going to put in your body, more earthy vibration can hold good or bad. And whatever you do to block your channels, vibrational channels and physical channels, that will disturb the flow of the liquid part of the soma. Means you will be dehydrated, the hormonal flow will not move. So two things: preventing yourself from the toxins, and the flow has to be, the flow has to be right. Don't put anything in your body which is going to disturb your flow. And I will go into more detail. I'm just telling you the basics here. And we are going to talk about the transitions also and all those details, but I'm giving you just the basic, how, what God has gifted you. Another, the Sanskrit word for women is S-T-R-E-E. Stree. Stree is the word for woman. Stree, not S-H. S-T-R-E-E. If you dissect the word, you know, words are made of syllables. And if you know the real meaning, if you want to know the real meaning of this word, S-T-R-E-E, sa-tri, sa-tri. Sa means with. Tri means three. And at the end you have a double E. Double E means the God's power, the divine power. So you have all three divine power. That's how we call it. Three, what three divine powers are? In three stages of life, you know, in India, before puberty, all the girls are worshipped as called Kumari. We literally, during 9 days of Mother Divine, ninth day, we gather the before puberty girls and we feed them and we give them clothing and touch their feet and we worship. Because I am from that tradition, so we do every year at least once. Because that age has a different kinds of divinity. And that age, have you heard of the three goddesses? In Mother Divine book, there is a three main goddess. The first one is Mahakali. Have you heard of Kali? A lot of Kali temples are in California called California. Somebody says it. You have four or five here. You know, here in Santa Barbara, you have also one. So the initial stage of your life, the first stage is so powerful, before puberty, so powerful. If you keep it right in terms of diet and routine, because see, nature has given you that power, means you have to keep that power. Really, if you want to use that power, you have to eat good, sleep good, go to bed on time, do your own ritual. You don't have to, because you have that goddess within you. And that age before puberty is the age of Kali. Means you have the Shakti. You can really stop time. You have that. It looks like a too big of a sentence, but literally if you maintain your diet and lifestyle, that age has a lot of transformation happens, lot of transformation. That's why whole Mother Divine chanting is divided into three sections. One section, the first section is called Mahakali section. And the story starts in that like this, that what happens, the Adi, you know, God, Lord Vishnu, after he finishes everything, one phase of the world, he goes into sleep for thousands of years. That's the stories from this Mother Divine, you know, ritual. And then what happens from his navel area, Lord Vishnu's navel area, one lotus pops up, and then from the lotus, the creator, the assigned creator, Brahma, gets generated. And what happens from the ear wax of Lord Vishnu, because he's sleeping unconscious, the ear wax, two demon pops up. So see, the dark forces and divine forces, they has been created in the nature. So what happens when those demons are there, also so powerful demons, and they see that lotus there, and on the lotus, divine Brahma is sitting there. These demons think, oh, because their primary role is to destruct things, yes? So he says, oh, let us kill this, who is sitting in the lotus. So these demons are getting so crazy to kill the creator. Then what happens? Lord Brahma, he senses that these demons are going to kill him. Who he prays? He sees that the Adideva Vishnu is still sleeping, he's in a deep sleep. And who is going to help him? Who is protecting that greatest God while he's sleeping? Who is? Because he's sleeping. And this demon is trying to kill his assigned creator, Brahma. Then Brahma knows who to pray, because who is saving, who is protecting that sleeping Adi God? Mahakali. This feminine energy, Mahakali, is protecting the God, the first God, and then this Brahma prays to Mahakali that please do something and save my life, otherwise this demon is going to kill me. So that Mahakali, what she does, she's not fighting with the demons, she wakes up Lord Vishnu. So what is message here? That the Kali energy before puberty has so much Shakti, and all the Shaktas, the path of, you know, Shakti worshippers, we worship that before puberty, that energy of time, who rules the time. Kal means time. Kali means who rules the time, who is the goddess of time. If the goddess of time is happy, then all good time, all bad time will be good time. So that is the first step of recognizing the stage, in that stage, recognizing that power. When the transition happens, in Nepal there is a you know, goddess called All, you know, before puberty goddess. After the menstrual cycle happens, and or after the woman gets married, then she becomes another power she gets. Lakshmi's power, Mahalakshmi. So first, before puberty, if you just recognize your own Shakti, own power, that will give you the all power of the time. You will understand time. Just only one thing you have to do. You have to connect yourself. Then after that transition, when menstrual cycle happens, after this transition, that Shakti transforms into Mahalakshmi. That's the second section of the Mother Divine worshipping. Mahalakshmi means all kind of creativity, all kind of getting all kind of career, your profession, how to stabilize life, making name, fame, money. What you have to do? Simple thing. Just you keep your channels open, vibrational channel and physical channel, heart lotus open, and let your mind connect to your own Shakti, own light. It's a very simple thing to do. Then whole life before perimenopause and menopause, just when the second transition happens, when hormones are little going underground, I say, underground, that is the Lakshmi time. If you really follow your path and keep your connection there, all creativity, lot of creativity. You can create name, fame, wealth, different kind of name, and fame is also wealth. Doing lot of creativity, because that's the Lakshmi is. So that is the most creative time. Then what happens when the menopausal, early menopausal symptoms are hitting? Don't get worried that, oh my God, now I am no more going to be active and whole world is going to call me old and watching your wrinkles. No. That's not right. That, starting from that point, if you really live your life good, really you are connected and living nice, following your path, then what you become? Then the Mahasaraswati goddess. All wisdom. That vibration of Mahasaraswati starts to flow in your physiology. Full of wisdom, all great intuition, support of nature. All Mahasaraswati means, Saraswati means, you know, all wisdom. You talk and everybody has to listen. Nobody can ignore you. Because you are going to talk all truth. When you have that Saraswati, but what happens? All these three stages of life, all these three goddesses are just, you vibrate that vibration. You have all three. You have all three. So that's why what we call in Sanskrit, stri. Sa, tri, e. With three goddess. You bond with all these three energies. You bond with all three energies. Time to just one phase to another phase to another phase. More older you are, more wisdom. The Saraswati is flowing. Saraswati, Mahasaraswati is flowing. Whole vibration. You are what other verse says in that same book, which is very famous, says, Istriya samasta sakla jagatsu, says, you are mother, you are in all the strees, in whole world, in whole jagat, istriyah samastah sakala jagatsu, means whoever has this, whoever woman is there in the whole world, they are called stri, sa, tri, e, with all three shaktis, Mahakali, Mahalakshmi, and Mahasaraswati. In all women, you are there. Istriya samasta sakla jagatsu. You are there in all women with all three powers. Goddess of time, goddess of wealth, not only dollar wealth, you know, all kind of wealth, and goddess of wisdom. You are there in all women. And this is not like I am saying. Who is saying this? Istriya samasta sakla jagatsu. All those big sages, big rishis says, I can see you in all the women, you are there. But only thing you have to do, let your mind access your own power. Why you have all those powers, and why you are thinking that you don't have that power? Because your mind is sometimes getting possessed with the senses, and the senses are glued into the material world. Yes, senses, eyes wants to see some new clothes on you, eyes want to see, oh, this car, this shoes, this jewelry, like that. Ear wants to hear some buzzy pop song or whatever, you know. So all these horses are there to detach your mind from your own shakti of Mahakali, Mahalakshmi, and Mahasaraswati. So I will give you the technique how to connect. The answer is only one. How to connect your mind to your own, all these three shakti. Shakti of Kali, who rules time, shakti of Lakshmi, which creativity, creating anything or everything, you know, that's the time. See, the Lakshmi time, after puberty and before menopause, you create babies. You make your own career, you make buildings, you make name, fame, whatever you want. That's the time assigned for all the creativity. And after that, you are, the Saraswati's vibration starts to flow. Then you become grandma. The grandkids are coming. Grandma, what to do now? That's what has been, I have seen in traditional rural India, more older women are, they're more respected, more wiser, more wisdom. Whole village goes to get advice. But only thing, you have to follow what I'm going to tell you. No more like, I'm menopausal, now I'm, you know, old, I have to go to old age home or whatever. No. That is the time to really share your experience and wisdom, and you really show your Saraswati power to guide the family, guide the society, guide everybody. So, Striya Samasta Sakla Jagatsu. And this is the main message. So, what to do? The main thing is how to connect your mind, how to establish your mind all the time to the light of the soul. Also, the another verse, the Heart Lotus Mantra, says that Mother herself says, I live in your light of the soul. And the color is like morning rising sun. That kind of color is there, and Mother Divine lives. And this is not like that, this feminine energy also, you know, like another thought there, that male and female energy we both has. But particularly the Shakti energy, I will talk more about today, your feminine energy, what to do? What to do to your mind and what to do to your heart lotus so that you can access your own energy and stay out of trouble. Heal more people. Instead of getting sickness, you can heal more people. We have a lot of rituals in India for this. You know, before puberty, during puberty, after puberty, there is a lot of rituals there, a lot of mantra, a lot of special diet. You know, in rural India nowadays, you know, there is no difference between New Delhi and New York. You know, same global village. But we grew up in a rural India, like traditional India, where you have all these traditions, where after every transition, there is a samskar, there are some rituals there. And when we call these before puberty devis to worship during 9 days of Mother Divine, you can see when they get mantra chanted on them and we feed them and we, you know, worship their feet. You can see the glow there. You can see that, you can see like all light is floating out through, radiating through the face. And that's how they recognize in that age their own Kali energy. Every year they get, you know, worshipped, and then they recognize their own power. So what to do? I know a lot of things are out there in this day and age which is not good for this divine energy. Before puberty and during puberty, just before puberty, when early symptom starts to come, that's the time you have to, whoever is going through that transition in your family, that's the time to request them to go to bed on time, eat sattvic food, no onion, no garlic, no fast food, all homemade food. And that's why in traditional India, during those days, we will not feed any onion, garlic, tomato, eggplant, bell pepper, because those things are narrowing the channels, both vibrational channel and physical channel. And during the transition, it's a huge transition from one goddess to another goddess. So that transition, the channels has to be free-flowing. That is the time, particularly, we have to be very careful. And certain herbs are also there to support the transits. And all those herbs which are recommended in that little before and during puberty are now, they're supporting the hormonal flow and all those things. You know, asparagus is very good to feed, papaya, pineapple, lot of squashes, summer squashes, during that, you know, puberty time. Mm-hmm. And lot of good routine, less electromagnetic poison, because this is like, the channel has to be right. Because it's a big transition from Kali to Lakshmi, you know. So good routine, good food, good sattvic food, but some estrogenic food like all these fruits and vegetables. You know, the fennel vegetables, those things. And some spinal massage with some sesame oil or almond oil massage on the spine, so that the spinal energies, because all these transitions are having through all over body, but the spinal energy, the Sushumna Nadi, they play a major role in all the transition. Not like too much, just gentle touch from up to down with almond oil or sesame oil, whatever oil is suitable for that person, or herbalized oil with satavari, and just gentle touch on the spine before going to bed. Then what happens? Because all these transitions are happening because nature has to feed a lot of soma, a lot of pranic energy to that shakti energy, so that it flows all over the body, so that the one before puberty, during puberty, the puberty is great, so that the transition happens smoothly. If somebody is not eating good on that time, eating all those bad junk food, Diet Coke, Tabasco sauce, on God forbid alcohol, going to bed 3 a.m. or not sleeping, that's how so many problems are going on. Doing opposite. Instead of opening the channel, they're blocking the channels, burning the channels. And I know it's a very hard to control that age group. Whenever that age group patient is coming to see me, but if somehow you can feed them good, then it will be easy on you to have their behavior good, because food plays a major role. There are a lot of researches there. If you eat a lot of onion and garlic, a lot of hot, spicy food, the brain chemistry changes. I was reading one article yesterday, Dr. Marina was showing that there was one guy who was training the pilot, yes? Training the aeroplane pilot. He was not allowing those pilot to have any garlic because said the receptivity was less. Yeah. Who knows, the guy who died on the aeroplane, he might have a lot of garlic there, who knows what was there. And it's a lot of researches here and there, but you know, those are, Ayurvedically, those are called tamasic food, means creating darkness. Setting your heart lotus, then light is not going in the mind, and mind doesn't want to receive light either way, because mind is getting overactive. With all those sulfur containing, you know, a lot of chemistry is there. So that is the transition before puberty. Just only one thing you have to do. Good food will help to pacify the hyperactivity, and then you have to just hold hand and talk a nice way. You cannot, that's why this is called a Kali energy. Very volatile, that age. That's why it is compared from the Kali. You cannot whip them to follow anything. You have to be really good, really nurturing, cool. You cannot get upset. You cannot get upset and they will not follow you. More cooling, nurturing food, cooling, nurturing behavior, more sweet, juicy fruits, good organic raw milk with roses in it. And also, you know, what is the best flower? Rose and hibiscus. If you can get good hibiscus flower, so get like a quarter teaspoon of rosebud powder and quarter teaspoon of hibiscus flower. You know, powder of hibiscus flower. Boil with 50% milk and 50% water, good organic milk, and give that drink to that age group. You will be amazed. Then we'll say, Mom, it's a good idea to go to bed before 10. Otherwise, you cannot stop. Very difficult. That's why these comparisons are there. You cannot fight and win from that age group. Everybody has gone through that age group, yes? Remember when your mom was saying, oh, go to bed now, and this mom was not sweet enough, and they said, no, bang the door and go out. That's the Kali energy. You have to talk, you have to give a lot of hugs and kisses and say, you know what? You know, just talk, cool, lot of patience. And don't tell about go to bed when she's hungry. Otherwise, more problems. These are the tips for that transformation. Immediately before puberty, during puberty, and even little after puberty. The pineapple, believe me, this pineapple and papaya smoothies are helping a lot. If there is a lot of time, what happens, that lot of agni shift happens, lot of fiery transformation happens, so the lot of time the bowel movement has disturbed, lot of time. So what I do, I put like 70% pineapple or papaya, 30% figs or prunes. Make like a smoothie with sweet basil or some rose there. Make a smoothie. That smoothie helps so many people. I knew of at least two girls, the mother had a hard time to even talking to the girl before puberty, and after having this smoothie, everything looked like she was following everything, whatever mother was saying. Never let them starve, never let them skip or delay meals, otherwise that whole Shakti, Kali Shakti will manifest. During the Mahalakshmi period, after puberty, after getting married, you know, before pregnancy, there is a whole ritual there, whole like all same nice dietary guidelines, good organic food, lot of asparagus and all summer squashes, milk, protein, good routine, good diet. There is a preparation for, they're called Punsuvan Sanskar. If somebody is interested in getting babies, there is a whole preparation how to attract good soul, called Punsuvan Sanskar, how to attract better soul which has a lot of bright light. Again, sattvic food, good routine. And keep your heart lotus open. It's good to do all the time, but this Lakshmi time or and Saraswati time, your heart lotus has to be open. Because this, if the heart lotus is not open, then even though your brain is ready to receive the Shakti, receive the power of Mahalakshmi, heart lotus, that's why we have this heart lotus mantra. Listen that mantra. We have a technique to open the heart lotus, having special creams to apply on the heart marmaj, and you open the heart lotus called Samadhi set and meditate on, either if you have any any of your spiritual teachers' meditation after opening the heart lotus with the heart lotus mantra and the technique, you meditate, then what will happen during whole time of your meditation, your mind will be connected to your own Shakti. And then you come out of your meditation, all the emotional challenges, mental challenges, whatever challenges are out there, your own Shakti will give you so much confidence, so much mental and emotional power. All the challenges will be resolved, sometimes without even trying. Whoever is trying to create problem for you, you open your eyes and they will look at your eyes and say, "What? I don't want to mess up with this woman." I'm telling you, it is possible. Your words will have so much power. Because what you will speak all the creative words. When you are connected, when your mind is well fed, I will tell you how to feed your mind. You know how to feed your mind. This mind is like a medium between the horses and your light. Mind is a mediator between all the senses and your light. The mind has to be very powerful. Really, the physical mind and vibrational mind has to have a lot of power. The first suggestion is, you should not be vegan. You know, any of you are vegan here? No. Vegan means no animal protein, no milk, no, you know. Don't try to be. Because then scientifically what happens, you go low in serotonin, low in B12, low in tryptophan, you know, all these are precursors. And then what happens? Then mentally you become weak. Then you can say that, yes, I can have B12. But a lot of scientific researchers are saying that all those B12 pills, body cannot absorb them. Very least amount body can absorb. Because brain has to be fed, physical brain, you have to have a lot of intelligent protein, intelligent fruits, not out of box or can, not fried cheese or processed cheese, intelligent cheese, homemade cheese, or even whatever way animal protein you can do. And then opening your heart lotus. You need a very nourished mind. Opening your heart lotus, the confidence level. I have seen so many of my doctor's client, that even after this connection and giving strength to the mind, a lot of women, they had cancer, they had so many physical problems, they can defeat all of them. Matter of just connecting, make your mind strong. You have to keep your mind strong and just open your heart lotus. The conception becomes easy and blissful. The whole 9-month period becomes blissful. Delivery becomes blissful. And postpartum care becomes all full of bliss. Only thing is, do not try to block your channels by eating all those nightshades and tofu and larger beans and drinking Coke or all those things. Keep channel open and feed right. And don't miss your spiritual practice. This heart lotus mantra has helped so many people. Because what happens? The soul is there in the heart, and that their soul is like a gem, and that gem is glued in the bottom of the heart lotus. And that lotus is there, it has 16 petals. See the, I'm giving you the whole scenario, how this vibrational lotus being formed. There's a drop of ojas there, you know, the soma, this lunar energy, makes this very powerful vibrational material called ojas. And that a drop is, one drop after another drop is there as a glue. What it glues, the heart lotus, it connects with the heart lotus and the gem, like a soul is a gem. And every one drop of ojas is making two petals. So the 8 multiplies 16. And you know what the 16 petal has? One of the shaktis. Every petal radiates the one of the divine goddesses. There's 16 names of 16 goddesses there. Every petal supports the whole light with their own radiance. Why those shaktis, why those divine goddesses are giving their own energy through those petals? Because in the emergency, like what Charak Sanhita says, if this glue is becoming even little less powerful, little weak, then the gem is going away. The soul is leaving the body. So these shaktis are there. Like a lot of time you go through a lot of emotional challenges or some pollution or some electromagnetic poison is trying to burn the glue. So what Charak Sanhita says, the one of the best authentic pure textbook of Ayurveda, that if you have even little less glue there, gem is away, gem is running away. So these petals, these shaktis, these goddesses are helping the gem and the glue, so the glue is not drying out, shuts down with any emotional challenge coming to you. You might have seen that too, your face sometimes glows. Sometimes when you are happy, when your lotus is all 16 petals are giving the divine glaze, divine power, the light, your face, you look your face on your mirror and you say, wow, don't need to do any makeup. Have you seen that? When you're really happy, is it right or no? When you're really happy, your heart lotus is open and you see, wow. And then after a few hours, you get one bad hello. Somebody calls you and the voice is so angry, and then you look your face, light's gone. No light there. You don't like your own. What is happening? Why? Because as a protective measure, all the shaktis, they they cover the gem and cover the glue, so that bad hello, that bad vibration cannot burn even little bit of your ojas. Otherwise it could be life-threatening. Then what you have to do, you have to keep that heart lotus open again. You have to open again. That's why this specific heart lotus mantra is there. And when you do this, applying this samadhi set, and after this lecture they will tell you how to do it. We have a lot of technicians here. You can feel that light. Your light is there because it opens your heart lotus. So all the 16 goddesses are there to support the whole light. They start to reflect their own energy, then in that state of mind, your mind connected to the light, lot of nice confidence comes. You think, I'm going to handle whatever is there going on in my life. And literally you get that sakti, that wisdom. So that is the, because a lot of things are out there which is shutting down your heart lotus. You open television, what is happening in Iran makes you sad. Mm-hmm. And your heart lotus shuts down. All these electromagnetic frequencies do the same thing. That is the main thing. And your diet and routine. And as I told you, in this time, Lakshmi time, when you have a specific protocol for getting pregnant, a specific protocol for whole 9 month, monthly protocol is there. Mm-hmm. And after the labor pain, what to do, which marma to do, you know, we have some marma. Marmas are like a switches of supplying prana to that area. And after, when baby is born, what to do to get the whole hormonal flow, getting back to normal and better mind-body coordination. And what to do so that your when you feed the baby, that's the greatest thing you can do for this humanity. What Ayurveda says that why you deserve that, why you are goddess, because you are having the responsibility to invite enlightened soul, keep that soul in your belly for 9 months, good food, good spiritual guidance, and then breastfeeding that divine soul. The purpose is to make a good citizen, yes? If every woman can do all these rituals and invite all the enlightened soul, all peaceful soul, I don't think that there will be any war and any problem in this world. Good routine, good food, homemade food, rituals to open the heart. Don't miss your meditation. Don't try to do any, you know, recreational medicine, you know, like pod and all those things. Don't do that. That's what the real Ayurveda is. Real Ayurveda is simple thing. Don't eat toxic food. Keep your channels open and connected. That's the main message there. And then what happens, before menopause also, I wrote a book with Dr. Nancy Lonsdorpen when we were discussing the whole thing 10-12 years ago about women's, we were writing women's best medicine for menopause. The way things came up, like all these transitions, puberty, pregnancy is also kind of transition. In any transition, the little bump is there in the road because a transition. You're going from one phase of life to another phase of life. So, if you are a careful driver, that's the one way to avoid the shock from the bump. Means, good routine, don't rush. Don't be worried when you are stuck in traffic, because that's not under your control. We all get like, why I'm stuck in the traffic? I have to reach there on time. What you can do? You cannot make your car as an aeroplane. Can you do anything? No. But what happens is, oh my God, what is going on? And then you create a lot of toxins. And those toxins are a lot of cortisol that becomes toxin. Then your body is acidic, inflammatory, and whole nine yards start from just stuck in the traffic. What to do? Pray to Kali. Who can change everything, you know? Literally it changes. I'm always late. I don't try to be late. Today also I was late, about 45 minutes. One guy got really crazy, like, you know, why you are late? This is disrespectful. No, I tried my best, what to do? Then after the consultation, he became all great, you know. That's what I do. Basically, what you can do, I'm stuck in a traffic. You yell at me, but what I can do? I cannot make my car fly. So that's the time when you just pray to Kali, your own Kali, just connect to your own Kali. Then something will happen. But don't make unnecessary stress, because that is going to disturb your channels. And you don't want to disturb your channel, which is helping you to receive the divine energy from the nature, and which channels are helping you to connect within your connection, establishing connection, your light and your mental connection. That's your own asset right there. So what I was telling, that all these transitions, like bumpy road in life, so first thing you do, be a careful driver, means your routine, your thought process should be better. And then when you are doing this long driving, you know the bump is coming, do some repair work of your engine. See where, if toxins are stuck, clean. Before every transition from puberty to menopause, just do some cleansing, some nice panchkarma, rasayana, you know. Make sure that your body has gone through some cleaning process and rejuvenation process, so that, you know, if whole engine and shock absorber is good, you cross the bump without feeling anything. The bump is there. The bump is there as a transitional part. So basically, that's why a lot of menopausal women are having no problems. A lot of going through a lot of complication, all possible complication. And if you look at their life, how much they are following dietary guidelines and routines guideline. If you follow dietary guideline, means what we say, don't eat nightshades, don't eat leftovers, don't eat canned food. Simple thing, but it makes a lot of difference. If the channels are not clean and clear, then what happens? Even though your body is making enough amount of hormones, it's not reaching to the targeted tissue. It is not reaching to the targeted tissue on time, then you have all menopausal symptoms going on there. Sometimes, if you are not eating somagenic food or soma-predominant food, like sweet, juicy fruits or milk or good, intelligent protein, if you are not eating, at opposite of that, you are eating more agni, more red chilies and, you know, alcohol and all those things, going to bed, not going to bed on time, and burning your own soma. And soma is a raw material for the hormones. Number one, you need more soma because you have more demand of soma, more demand of lunar energy in your physiology, being a woman, to keep your nature going, keep your keep your softness going, and you start to eat all agni, lot of agni, your physiology is saying, I need more soma. So more soma predominant food and behavior also. Because Mother Nature has made you a Mother Nature to nourish. And you become more angry. Well, what happens? You're burning your own soma. So maintain your givingness. Maintain your forgiveness. Maintain your connection with mind and your own light and the divine energy. You cannot change. You can't be cruel. If you'll be cruel, then it will go against your own nature. That will give you guilt feeling. So those things makes a lot how you live your life. And then when you're hitting the transition of menopause or perimenopause, only thing what you have to follow the laws of nature, go to bed on time, eat nice soma predominant food, do some yoga, do some meditation, keep channel open, keep yourself feeding, and don't forget that you are having all the powers of the mother, nurturing, forgiving, and all those things. That makes menopause so easy. What is hot flashes? Hot flashes happens in two ways. Number one, the woman has, if that individual woman has the soma, enough soma. Soma is cooling, nurturing energy, yes? Soma is cooling, nurturing, lunar energy. You have the soma, but the channel of where the soma is flowing, that vibrational channel is blocked. Mm-hmm. Then what happens? Certain part of the body where soma is, that remains cool, maybe more cold, and certain part of the body where soma is in more demand, more heat is there. And then what happens, that blockage opens up all of a sudden, and then you get like hot flash. Simple thing. Stop eating all the channel blocking food and feed more soma. That's what we do. There are specific herbs there which opens the channels of that degree, and you know, all those things are there. But the simple thing, don't try to block your channel. Don't try to feed toxic food to yourself. And don't forget who you are. You have to be nurturing. You have to be forgiving. Don't forget that you are goddess of nurturing, forgiving, feeding. You can't forget that. I have seen the person working in administrative, whenever the woman comes who works on administration, you know, like managing a lot of people, they have more problems of hot flashes, dryness, sleeplessness, because they forget to maintain their nurturing power. They don't know if they will be more nurturing and more connected to themselves. They can rule the whole world in a nice nurturing way without torturing anybody. Feed right, live right, keep your channel open. Because it pays to you. It is paying you in terms of your, you know, when you have all those menopausal symptoms away from you by opening and nurturing your channels, there is no dryness there. This all trouble of dryness from in the all over the body is coming from lack of soma when soma, when cooling, nurturing energy is less. Today, estrogen is going less. Tomorrow, progesterone is going less because all these hormones are ojas. And the raw material of ojas is soma. One ojas becomes different hormones based on their work, how they work, what their role is. Like one protein becomes million proteins, yes? The one soma becomes all different hormones based on their role. Their chemistry changed, but raw material is soma. So when your soma is good, when your transportation system is good, you have enough balanced diet when you have some agni to transform to proper quantity and proper timing, then no dryness. All the soma predominant food is like good intelligent protein, good milk. In summer, coconut water. Coconut water is the best liquid soma you have. Asparagus is full of soma. All sweet, juicy fruits are there. But don't just start taking all only soma. You have to have some ginger or some black pepper or sweet basil there, because soma needs to be transformed to ojas or to the hormones. Otherwise, you will create ama of the soma. Your soma can't be transformed, then leftover could be more toxins. So balanced diet. And always one thing help to keep the channel open. Electromagnetic frequency plays a major role. Too much near computer, too much watching TV, what happens? That energy is putting our vibrational channel at shock. Shocking. Then channels are shrinking. Then energy cannot flow. Then dryness pops in. So you can talk to Gail, she can email you the 11 tips of how to balance EMF. Mm-hmm. And then lot of support system will be there from my office about all the, if you want to know more about somagenic food, we have a special cream for opening the nadis called Super Sport Cream, which opens the vibrational channel right away. You can feel it. Because a lot of time what happens, you have hormones, but it is not reaching to the targeted tissue because of the channel blockage. That cream helps you to open the vibrational channel. But do not eat these nightshades, four nightshades, like it has tobacco in it, you know that? Tomato has tobacco, mm-hmm. Potato has tobacco.
Nicotine.
No. I'm just telling so that they know what nicotine does. It's a tobacco, yes? Why tobacco is bad? Because it's nicotine. Mm-hmm. And all these four nightshades has the high amount of nicotine. Potato, tomato, bell pepper, eggplant. Mm-hmm. And you know what nicotine does. I have seen people eating all these, that's what whole public is eating. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. If you go to any restaurant, you say, I don't eat these four things, they will look at you like we are alien or something.
Yeah.
Then,
no, onion and garlic, yeah.
And then if you say no onion, no garlic, then they freak out. They say, what you eat then? How you are surviving? That's what happens.
What do we do with all the Italians? That's what they eat. The Italians.
Everybody. Mm-hmm. Not only Italian. When I tell my Indian clients, they say, what? Italian gets angry. Middle East says, oh my God. Every whole world is eating that. Chinese, everybody eating that. No wonder this much fight and argument is going on all the time. And garlic became nectar. So that's why, you know, you have to be, it. Whatever I'm teaching looks like, what? What kind of thought is this? But believe me, at least 200-300 families in the whole North America following this diet, and you can see their face is different, their health is different, their thought process is different. Less fighting is going on in family. I know a lot of newcomers are there, so must be thinking, what is going on there? How are we going to live our life without tomato? I went to see one of the neurophysicians had a bad cancer, and the husband was Armenian and wife was Indian, and they invited me to have some dinner. And they knew that I say no to tomato, and they had an organic ketchup on the table. Organic ketchup. And then I told, you know, I'm not eating, but you cannot give your son-in-law, mother-in-law was there. And mother-in-law was so sad. She calls me aside, says, oh my God, for how long my son-in-law cannot have this tomato. Like, it's so sad news. You know why it is happening? Because it has the nicotine, it rules your mind here. It's you know, nicotine vibration. They say it's like very little amount, don't worry. You know, that much body can handle. But what about the vibration? The vibration energy of nicotine. So all these things are not like anything which is blocking channels. Anything has this kind of toxic, you know, component is against your own divine energy. Against your own divine energy. What it does, your mind cannot access that energy. That's it. Then you are an ordinary creature. That's it. You don't have the access, and then you are just an ordinary person. So what I'm trying to do in the 10 days of Mother Divine, it is coming last weekend of September, I'm giving 10-day course in the morning. Every morning we'll have the worship of Mother Divine, chanting, and then midday will be nice, you know, all lunch, dinner, breakfast will be in the campus. But after 3 to 6 or maybe 2:30 to 5:30, 3 hours, there will be a course on everything about women in detail from the Sanskrit sutras. Everything related to women will cover from... In Ayurveda, we have a big body of knowledge about each and every aspect of female physiology and imbalances and diseases and like that. So that's my plan, that we will do that. Last weekend of September, it will happen for 10 days. We are trying to find a place where 20, 30 people can stay and then have all these things going. So it's a big thing. It's called Navaratri. It happens in India, all over India, and you know, a lot of places. So any question? No question? Yeah?
How do we find the Heart Lotus Mantra?
We have here. You can find, Gail will give you, or you can email if you want to chant yourself. We have a Sanskrit translation.
But they should have a workshop and we'll learn it together.
Why don't you come here and Gail can give you all this?
So I'll email you.
Yeah.
It's beautiful to chant.
just chant together and do the samadhi set and like that, mm-hmm. and just
So men go through puberty, midlife, and
yes. So someday we have to organize. Don't be partial. So we'll organize something for men too. Yeah.
So they have. They don't have the goddesses.
They have a Shiva energy. They have a Shiva, you know, energy there. We have some energy, that's why we are surviving, otherwise.
Are there maybe some creams that most women could use during the transition to menopause?
Yeah, I have developed one cream called Kamini. You brought it here? So it's like having a lot of soma. It's supplying the raw material of hormones. It's not like a hormone cream, but it is a soma captured from all the shatavari, lot of herbs there, and I put in a goat milk base and some divine sandalwood, frankincense, some fennel there. So, you know, you can have a little bit of just, it's called Kamini, means ever young. Mm-hmm. Ever young. So I have that just last week. Because I'm getting a lot of baby boomers, they're going through the dryness and all those things. So this you just apply, just give a little bit flavor to everybody. It's like just the soma, supply more soma. Yeah.
Where do you apply it?
On the wrist, yeah, mm-hmm. and then have some inhalation, yes?
Maybe this is off the topic, but do you recommend the kombucha? Any kombucha?
I have to test it. I have never drank it. I know it's a probiotic also. Give a little bit, just open it, give to everybody.
Where do we put this?
On the pulse area. Yeah.
Oh, wow, that smells wonderful.
Yeah, this is just like, you know, that's what I do whenever some time I develop some products and, you know, like.
If you are
really deficient on specific hormones, you have to, like, you can't wait until you gain your own. Try to do all this diet and everything, and then in the meantime you can follow your prescription. But a time will come, then we'll not need prescription. These things will be making you self-sufficient. It happens all the time. The diet, routine, channel opening, everything. Mm-hmm. All, yeah.
I can vouch for that because I was on bi-identical progesterone, and within following Vaidya for 2 years now, I use like 1/3 of what I'm supposed to take. And when I went back to my doctor, she's like, "You're using. You might as well not even use it because I my body's not really needing it anymore."
Takes time, but she's following like everything.
Two years.
Yeah.
2 years. I mean, maybe it was a little less.
Little less. But she's doing food and routine and, you know, everything.
Sleep early.
Yeah.
Get up early.
She had a very bad episode of any sugar she was eating. She was going hypoglycemic and all those symptoms are gone. It's like not only giving you one thing, it is giving you total support. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's not just one thing. And that's why you have to do food and routine right with this kind of program. Yes?
So many women have problems with weight gain and menopause. Mm-hmm.
If you follow these things, weight loss happens even without trying. Because you lose all the toxins and your metabolic power going higher. You were saying today something.
Yeah, in fact, I've just been on a diet for a little over a month and a half, and I have lost 4 pounds. And that was not my intention. Really.
Yeah, it happens automatically.
It's just astonishing.
Yeah.
Giving up nightshades is huge.
Yes. Huge.
I actually gave them up 2 years ago. I lost 38 pounds, got rid of acid reflux. Nightshades.
When I was telling no nightshades 10, 12 years ago, people were looking at me like I'm crazy.
Yeah.
When I was saying no tofu, people were questioning like I came from the village of India, I don't know what tofu is. Now a lot of contemporary people are talking. If you read the new edition of the even diet book, they are talking about knife sales.
Mm-hmm.
Now they are talking. They are talking about all the adverse effect of tofu. But 12 years ago, I wrote an article and I got 100 phone calls that, what is going on? Because all the doctors are saying, you eat tofu or you die. You know, like, remember those days?
Yeah.
The soya this, soya that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Is soy especially bad for women?
Everybody. Ayurvedically, this is a kind of bean which clogs the channel. Like, you know, in Indian dal also, like urad dal is very heavy. They are small, but they are very heavy. They if you want to gain weight, you can eat that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's that's like, you know, the certain lentils, they are having clogging up. That's what the soya is. And when you make tofu, and when you have all those soya cheese and, you know, tofu and
soya
dog, you know. And when they make, so-called chicken and burger with soya and gluten.
Yes.
Have you seen those?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
What do you call it? Satan?
Buffalo wings.
Satan.
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 And soya mix. And then Tabasco sauce at that time. I don't know why I'm after the Tabasco sauce. You know, and then you blame that, oh, menopause. No, don't blame your menopause, because you are going from Mahalakshmi transition, Mahalakshmi to Mahasaraswati. How you can blame that? You cannot. Just when you have that Saraswati Shakti there, you have to be more clear, more, you know, because all wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
I have a really trouble digesting all kinds of proteins, and I think avocado is kind of helping me. Does that have also a bit?
That's good. You have, I know, you have little high Agni, low Agni, high Pitta. If avocado is helping, that's good. But everybody cannot handle avocado.
Mm-hmm.
You can handle.
Yeah.
Avocado is good, but you know, little heavy side.
Yes.
It's not good for everybody, but you know, you can do that. Yeah.
What do you recommend for the thyroid?
Thyroid is a symptom. We have to see what happened to the thyroid. More toxins build up there, or channel is blocked. You know, just like we have a special herb for that, but Ayurveda doesn't work that way. You have, or somebody has a thyroid problem, we have to see why. That why is it so many kind of etiological factors there. So everybody's different. Everybody's physiology is different way, reacting, reflecting with different toxins, different stress. That's how Ayurveda works. Same headache has 200 ways to get headache.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to go into detail of that. So we have to cut the source of the problem. Then we have certain herbs to apply and all those things. But first we have to go through that. And we have a lot of people that had thyroid problem. It takes 2 to 3 years. But few people, at least I know 3-4 people, they got rid of, they don't even need medication. Because body has to get total support, not just one thing.
Mm-hmm.
That is the difference between holistic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is not like having just, oh, have this
medicine.
Have the, no, even the herbs, have this one asuganda, it will help you. No. Try to find out why this person has less ability to handle the stress. Maybe this guy is not going to bed on time, or is skipping, delaying meals and going the whole serotonin low because protein is low, tryptophan is low. So finding the etiological factor is the first thing. Then symptoms. Sometimes we have to give something for symptoms, but first taking care after finding why this person has it, and what kind of specific imbalance or specific damage has been done with due to that bad habit or bad food. It starts from there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even though Japanese eat lots of, you know, tofu and soy sauce, they live longest. Is that because
Still they live longest? Or it was then?
I mean, these days, like, things are different, but even before.
Yeah. No, it is, you have to see the whole ethnic, you know, how many Japanese, like Indians were living longer, but now a lot of Indians are getting cancer, a lot of, so you have to see how they are doing now. See, in ancient days, like people living in Punjab, they eat a lot of garbanjo beans, a lot of wheat, because they're working on ground, they are doing all those physical work. Then what happens? They are heavy. When you do a lot of physical work, you burn them. They have a lot of, you know, heaviness. But living in America here, you come out of the car and go to the home and sit and watch TV. In that situation, then what happens? Semi-digested material, ama, becomes toxins, free radicals. So you have to see the base on this day and age, how we live and everything. In rural Japan, maybe they were having the same situation. Like, you know, the where is the worst case of cancer in whole world? You know that where it is? Ludhiana, Punjab. That city has the worst incidence of cancer.
But what types
of? Huh?
What types?
All kinds. Why? Because this is not an issue of wheat or something, because they use so much pesticides there. So day and time it changing. See, before, the another reason was, before people were eating that much tofu or garbanjo beans or tomato, nothing was happening. Why? Because body was not having to handle this many kind of stress, this many kind of EMF, this many kind of toxic metals, toxic materials. So this is the time when you need the best communication between the organs. This is the time when you need the best channels, because you have more pollution to handle, more EMF to handle, more stress to handle. Just remember, like generation before us, how many credit card was there?
Yeah.
How many tax they had to pay? How many bills was coming?
Oh yeah, it's amazing your life. Mm-hmm.
Now we have more things to enjoy, but more stressors are there. We need a clear channel now. We cannot take any risk. Incidence of cancer is why it is going high, sky high.
Yeah.
That's what the Ayurveda, that's what my lineage comes, like we evaluate what you need now. 100 years ago, what my lineage were practicing, I have to follow the routine, follow the all the norms, how to go to the society and see why these things are happening and do accordingly. This is the time when we have to take care of ourselves by having good life, good food, good routine, because we need the best channels. Otherwise, anybody can get anything. Yes, one more question.
Would you tell us some more nourishing foods, especially for menopause, but just some nourishing foods in general?
All good, sweet, juicy fruits, all fresh protein cooked, fresh paneer, all organic food, and just we have a standard list. Gail can email you what we say no to eat.
Right.
All homemade food, nothing out of box or can, because there is no life there. Yeah.
I have been taking your Soma Cal, which is wonderful, but I understand you've just come out with a glyceride Soma Cal drops. Can you speak to those?
What I have done based on this day and age, when I tell you that you have more, you need better channel, you need better liver now, you need better digestive system, better brain, because so many kind of challenges are out there. Same thing what happens, because no matter how much you are careful, everything getting interacted to us through skin, through breathing, everything going through the liver. So everybody's liver is overwhelmed. Almost everybody's liver. If liver, like somebody was telling that day, liver which lives, which gives you living power. In Ayurveda says, yat kritam, where everything happens. All transformation, your hormones, your minerals, your even the ultraviolet B comes through the skin to the blood, and it has to go to the liver to become vitamin D, yes?
Mm-hmm.
So all the vibrational, physical, all the material going through the liver, and liver has to handle so many pollutions. So everybody's liver has overworked little acidic toxins out there.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever you are ingesting any physical powder or food or spices, or like I have a Soma Kale capsule, which is the best kind of calcium, but a lot of Soma, a lot of lunar energy, we process under the moonlight with the rose, so get the all moon lunar energy. But when it is going through digestive system and liver system, that energy, although I have a lot of energy there, but that energy is getting corrupted because of the toxicity and acidity of the liver. That's why I made these drops in a vegetable nectar of the squashes. I capture the vibrational energy of my own calcium. Then what happens? When you put in the water, like a half liter, 1 liter of water, that energy goes to our energy channels right away.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't has to go to the liver. That's why all the herbs I made in a two both form. You need physical calcium to feed your physical bone. But the micromolecule of the calcium and the energy of that calcium becomes the raw material for bone marrow. And when you go through that, you know, dilute in the water, all the micromolecules and the vibrational molecules emerging with the water, you drink, goes to the mucous membrane, goes to the whole body. That's why I'm making all the drops or all the tablets, so we feed your physical body, physical area of the cellular system, and I also, without being corrupted, without getting corrupted, I feed your vibrational body. That has been my lineage specialty, to talk about and understand about the vibrational body,
mm-hmm.
and feed both physical body and vibrational body, because all the governing factor is there. The vibrational body is governing the physical
mm-hmm.
body.
Mm-hmm.
We get all the nourishment from the nature in terms of vibration. Goes to the vibrational channel, goes to the all organs and system, and that vibration we call prana.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the whole understanding. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.
Stay in touch, and we'll go from there.
Thank you so much.
So everybody love that cream?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
How often do we use this?
Twice a day. Just it's a hormonal modulator, because it supplies you the soma, and it helps you to receive more soma from air, from the food, like that.
If people are taking the For Her cream, do they also use
this? This will substitute for her.
Substitute.
Yeah, this is
twice
better substitute for her.